pronounce it. And if you would line up over here on this aisle, doesn't matter what order, maybe come up to the podium and read the name that you have there. Take it off. We thank you for doing that. Everybody can find a seat. There's some up front. There you can't find any in the back. So welcome to the 7th Annual Transgender Day of Remembrance. My name is Connie Maddox. I am the president of the local SCMI chapter, I work at the center also. And I thank you all for coming. For those who came and marched with us, thank you for getting here and marching all that way. It was great to see so many people. Welcome everybody, we're glad to have you here for this unfortunate event that we choose to hold symphony, which is kind of a bad thing to do, but we're glad to see that we have so many people here from the community to support us today. Tonight we're fortunate enough to have the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus performing for us, so they'll be performing right now. Give a round of applause, everybody.
I'm the conductor of the Gay Men's Chorus of San Diego. Oh, I don't know how they got here. Oh, there it is. This is not the Gay Men's Chorus of San Diego. This is our small ensemble from the chorus. You may have heard them sing at some of the recent events here in the community. They're called Swell. And our voices are tired these days. We've had to do an awful lot of singing in response to a lot of very sad and yet galvanizing events, I think, in our community. And no matter how hard people work to deny us rights or to take away rights that we've already earned, this should be our answer.
And I wear my father's hair.
thank you guys very, very much. It's always wonderful to hear your family. Thank you for coming. So tonight we're here to remember, to memorialize, to honor, remind ourselves not to forget 30 lives that were taken this year across the world due to violence against transgender people. One is too many, 30 is unbelievable to me. I look through the list and they range in age from 15 to 42. Most of them were under the age of 30. These are lives that are gone forever, of promises and families with a hole in them, of friends who will never see their friends again, of potential loss in our world for greatness. And there's no good reason for it. It's from hate, it's from fear, it's from ignorance. In the past 5 years, as I transitioned, I've seen the trans community start to grow and build. And I'm in awe of how far we've come. We are surrounded by the LGBT community who help us whenever we need it, and we help them. We've seen that over the past few weeks and months with the No One Agent. We've seen our community all come together. And we need to continue to do this to every single person. It's LGBT, QI, whatever alphabet you'd like to keep adding on to it. Never has to say they don't have their rights. Never has to say they're oppressed. Never has to say they're discriminated against. As hard as this day is, and for the sad, sad reason, for me it also shows how many people care, how many people come out and join together and say, yes, we are this community. We are one all together. We are the ones that are going to change the world for the ones that we've lost that can't help us anymore. In San Diego, we have TASC, we have FTMI, we have Project STAR, we have Family Health Centers, we have the Center, and many other organizations that support us. Tonight, I'd like to ask all of you to take some time to do whatever you can, any little thing that we can do to educate, whether it's your neighbor, or the person down at the store, or in your school, to educate about hate and the consequences, to let them know who you are and stand up and be proud of who you are, because no one deserves to be hurt, to be discriminated against, to be killed, simply for being who we are. I recently had somebody ask me if I could have changed my world and been born biologically male, and not have to go through what I've gone through, would I do that? And I think my first reaction was, well, of course. Wouldn't that be easy? That'd be nice. But when I thought about it, absolutely not. I have had such a life that's so enriched by what I've gone through, what I've learned about human nature, but more about what I find in our community, how we come together, how we help, how we support each other. The people I've met that inspire me every single day. The courage that I see in every single person. And not just the trans community, but the gay and the lesbian and the bi community also, who stand up and say, I am me. And I have a right to be who I am. No one can take that away from me. Even if we're faced with harm, if we're faced with losing jobs and housing, people keep standing up over and over. And we all need to be there to support each other and help. And as you go through your year, take whatever time you can to help in any way you can. Because over time, it will change, but not unless we stand up and demand that change. It's not going to come just because we want it. And studying the history of the trans community, you see that for so long, we stayed in the background. People didn't stand up, they stealth, they hid. And I'm just amazed that as more people connect and more people come together, the strength in numbers that make it so that we can come out and stand up together. So I just ask that everybody remember throughout your lives to do whatever you can to help make that change. Thank you. Now we'll have the reading of the names. For those who have a card, if you would come up here, please. Natalie is going to be the first, and I'll write up behind her.
My name is Leticia Green. I was shot with a .22 caliber rifle this past Friday, November the 14th, by Dwight R. DeLee, who shot and killed me. Told police that he didn't like that I appeared to him to be openly gay.
Hola, mi nombre es Felicia Melton Smith y fui brutalmente asesinada, apuñalada por Francisco Javier Hoyos, quien dijo haberme matado porque no quiso pagar por sexo. Yo era una activista del VIH de vacaciones desde Wisconsin.
My name is Duana Johnson. Back in February, I was beaten by police, who was caught on surveillance camera. One of the police officers involved in beating me was indicted just this past Tuesday. Now, just after midnight on November 9th, I was shot. According to detectives, when officers arrived at the scene, they found the body lying in the street. Police say a witness heard gunfire and then saw three people running away from the scene of my killing. Investigators do not have any suspects at this time. The FBI is investigating my killing.
My name is Kelly Felton. I was strangled to death with a scarf by 18-year-old Chinnell Hyatt. My 39-year-old body was then covered by Hyatt with a white blanket, with a brown fuzzy scarf used to choke me still bound tightly around my neck. Hyatt said he killed me after he discovered I had a leash.
My name is Nakia Nikki Williams, and I was living in Louisville, Kentucky. I was found near a dumpster next to my home. I'd been shot. I was 29 years old.
My name is Samantha Rangel Brando, and I was living in Milan, Italy. I was beaten, gang raped, and stabbed numerous times before being left for dead.
My name is Ebony Whitaker, and I was a 20-year-old African-American transgender woman who was found lying in grass dead of a gunshot wound. I was left there naked. Detectives say I was wearing women's clothing when I was found just steps away from a daycare center and abandoned apartment complex in a strip club. My mother is still unsolved.
nombre es Alejandra Alborno y yo estoy nacida en Santiago, Chile. Yo fui atacada y apuñalada. My name is Alejandra Alborno and I was from Santiago, Chile. I was attacked and stabbed.
My name is Tika and I'm from Thailand to Nagoya, Malaysia. I was known as a transvestite and I was already laid up in a pool of blood. And the cause of my death was not so concrete for me.
My name is Guantanamo Kamali Bona and I am from Bombay, Italy. I was severely beaten. I had fractures to the head and face. Then I was run over by a car.
My name is Lawrence King, and I live in Oxnard, California. I was shot to death by a classmate. I was just 15 years old. The classmate who shot me was 14.
My name is Ashley Sweeney, and I am a young transgender woman from Detroit, Michigan. I was known to work as a sex worker in the area of Woodward Avenue and 7 Mile Road. I was shot in the head at an unknown location, and then my body was found dumped near the intersection of Canfield and Ellery Streets on Detroit East Side.
My name is Patrick Murphy, and I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was found dead, breast wound exposed. I've been shot several times. I was 39 years old.
My name is Gillis Inn, and I live in Ancona, Turkey. I was shot in the back of the head.
My name is Lloyd Nixon, and I live in West Palm Beach, Florida. I was repeatedly beaten in the head with a brick. I was 45 years old.
My name is Ruby Molina, and I was living in Sacramento, California. My naked body was found floating in the American River by a fisherman east of Highway 160 Bridge. Police have labeled my death as, quote, suspicious.
Mi nombre es Rosa Pasos y soy de Sevilla, España. Fui encontrada en mi departamento, mi garganta fue cortada.
My name is Angie Zapata. I was from Billy, Colorado. I was found in my home with two severe fractures to my skull. I was murdered by 31-year-old Alan Ray Montgomery. I was just 18 years old.
My name is Brian McLaughlin, and I cross-dressed. I was 25 years old. I was shot in the head with an automatic rifle by Antonio Williams. Williams is serving a 6-year sentence for killing.
My name is Stacey Brown, and I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I was shot in the head. I was 30 years old.
My name is Jimmy Williams, Jr., and I've been described as a sensitive 17-year-old. I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I have recently signed up for Job Corps and aspired to attend full marriage school. I wanted to come and shot, and said I was shot to death. The time I lived in opening day life and lived with a supportive mother. I was dressed as a woman and walked in an area frequented by transgender sex workers and was shot. My killers have not been caught.
My name is Jalen L. Namahu. I was stabbed up in Waikiki, Hawaii. Prosecutors charged Joel Chris Allen of New Honolulu to a second degree murder for killing me.
My name is Amy Rocoxon. Some of you know me. I live here in San Diego. I went to Nebraska. I went to Southern Stone. I moved to Aurora, Colorado. Police have yet to know the cause of my death. I was found dead in my bed. I was only 34 years old.
My name is Sunisha Stewart. My neighbors were shocked to learn that their 25-year-old transgender neighbor was stabbed to death by an ex-con named Steve McMillan. McMillan had told the police he flew into a rage when he found out his date was not a woman. I was stabbed several times.
Hola, mi nombre es Luna y soy de Lisboa, Portugal. Fui brutalmente asesinada a golpes y después tirada en un basurero.
My name is Ali and I live in Iraq. I was abducted by religious fundamentalists. In a video set up on YouTube, my abductors first showed me as a female. Then they let my ears grow out for several days, and then they shaved my head. What isn't in the video is that they later executed me for being transgender. Two other transgender women were executed with me.
Thank you all for reading your names. So as we go forward, let us never forget. Let us pray that there are not 30 names a year from now. Protect each other. Show some love out there. Remember to stand up for each other, always. This time I'd like to recognize a few people that joined us tonight, the Honorable Tony Atkins. Will you stand? And on a personal note, Tony is always there for all parts of our community, and we appreciate everything you do, Tony. Thank you. We have the Empress Selena Diamond and Emperor Chris Grayson from the Imperial Court. Would you please stand? I'd like to thank the following organizations who sponsor tonight but also are there for us all year round. The San Diego LGBT Community Center, who's letting us use this beautiful hall. Transgender Advocacy and Services Center, a group of people who are working to advocate for the transgender community. Project STAR, which is supporting transgender access to resources,
Tracy and Paula, I think, are here with us. Would you stand, please? They do a lot of good work for our community. Family Health Centers of San Diego, which sponsors Project Star. FTMI San Diego, Patrick Hall Chapter. Backers House, who is always there to help us when we need to do a fundraiser or have an event. San Diego LGBT Pride has also been a sponsor. We thank all of you for all the help you give. I'd like to have a little thank you for those who helped put tonight on. Autumn Sandine, who did our dance for us. Gabriel Mason, my MC and cake picker-upper for them. And Brenda Watson and Onyx, who led our march. Thank you. Okay. Onyx always steals the show, so I do them last. So thank you all for attending tonight, and we have refreshments for you, and please feel free to join in and hang out for a while and meet your community members. Thank you all very much.